السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa, and those who are listening over the receivers. It is the holiday season, and we all know that when the holiday season comes, that it seems as if people lose their balance. We are not talking about those people who do not have any kind of belief in Allah Ta'ala, in Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the day of judgment, in Akhirat. For them this is Jannat, and there is no restriction. In Jannat there is no restriction. You can eat what you wish to, you can drink what you wish to. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give hoors in Jannat. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give palaces, streams of water, milk, honey, everything the person will have, beautiful gardens. There is no question of having halal certification for any kind of food. There will be no controversies, no differences of opinion. We will not have to go to any Mufti Sahib or any ulama organization to find out if that food is halal or not. In Jannah there is going to be no restriction. Everything is going to be halal. مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا عُزْمٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ وَلَا فَرْدِ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ، which no eye has seen, no ear has heard, the thought also didn't cross anybody's mind. Allah Ta'ala will give such kind of bounties in Jannah. However, in this world there are restrictions because we want to be believers in Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So there will be restrictions, there will be tests, there will be boundaries, there will be places, there will be limitations. As a Muslim, we can only go up to a certain limit. We have the farmers having their boundaries. They put up their fences. They do not want the animals from the other side to come and graze in their farm. They do not want the animals from the other side to come and drink water from their dams. When it comes to our gardens also, then we say that this is my garden. These are the boundaries of this garden. Our properties also, we say this is the boundary of this property. We say search for the pigs. Where are the pigs? If a person has to go just sometime 1 inch across that, then there will be a court case if the person does not bring his property back into his own side. So much of court cases just for 1 inch of land. So in everything there is some kind of limitation, some kind of boundary, and we accept those boundaries. And we accept so much of laws of the government. The government, look at their laws. Some of them don't make sense to us, but we accept it. Why? Because we have recognized the government of the time, that it is the government of this country. So we have to follow that law, whether we like it or not. So many laws of the municipality, so many laws of taxation, so many laws of other things. If you arrive at the robot and it is showing red, then we say we must stop. Now we look right, we look left, we look all sides, we don't find any cars coming. So our akal and intelligence tells us that there's nothing wrong now, it's not a security risk. There's no accident risk, so you can go across. Why must you stop there? But we will stop. And especially if you see a car with a blue light behind us. We are not going to argue with that person that there were no cars on this side and that side, that's why I stopped. We accept those laws because we accept the government. So we are prepared to accept the government of our time with so much of haram, with so much of legislation which is totally useless, unjust, unfair, but we accept it. But we are not prepared to accept the legislation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, who is so fair, so just. The one who is so considerate, the one who is so compassionate, so loving, so caring, so forgiving, so merciful. We are not prepared to accept the legislation of that Allah who has blessed us with our life, with our sight, with our hearing, with our speech, with our heart, liver and lungs and kidneys and bladders all functioning. Go to the hospitals and then see. There we will appreciate those ni'mats and bounties of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Life itself, what a great ni'mat it is. When we use our sight and hearing and speech without life. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, who is the creator of the heavens and the earth, creator of man and jinn, creator of human beings and creator of the waters of the ocean, and the animals in the jungle and the forest and everything else, who is powerful, almighty, all-seeing, all-hearing, all-knowing. We are not prepared to accept his legislation. He has also placed certain restrictions, certain boundaries. But he is very, very kind, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, being the creator of man, he knows what is going to be harmful for this individual or for that family or for the society. So it's not like our governments that they sit together, they have some kind of discussion, some kind of parliamentary sitting and some cabinet meeting. And then first they see how much of benefit for the government in what legislation they are going to pass. They are more concerned about their own pockets and about their own selves, because they must have enough income to then pay the salaries, those exorbitant salaries, and all the millions that will go down the drain in corruption and fraud. So they need money for all that. So their legislation is matlabi legislation. There is matlab in that legislation. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's legislation, there's no matlab. There's no gain for Allah Ta'ala in whatever He legislates, whatever He orders, whatever He commands. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has got no gain at all. Can anybody say Allah Ta'ala will benefit from our namaz, our roza, our zakat? Can anybody say Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has imposed zakat on the believers on a certain amount of wealth because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's treasury is running short of some funds, or Allah Ta'ala has to pay salaries to the angels? Whatever legislation, whatever boundaries Allah Ta'ala has placed, whatever restrictions, they don't go towards these haram. There's nothing but goodness in it for us. Allah Ta'ala is so loving that He does not want us to hurt ourselves. That little child's example I have given 120 times, but if it comes to mind at this particular moment, I'm going to repeat. That when the child is taking its first steps, then at that time, we all have done that who have had children. That when the child, we want the child to take the first steps, then at that time we stand like that and say, take the first step now. Then when the child takes that step, before that child can fall, we grab the child in our arm and hug the child in our bosom and say, my beloved child, you have done wonderful. If we as human beings, with that little compassion that we have and mercy that we have, if we do not want our little child to get hurt, we do not want our child to get any kind of injury and pain, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala also, He is most loving, and whatever sympathy, affection and mercy is in the hearts of people, it is given by him, and it's just 1% which he has sent down to this world. He doesn't want to see his creation hurt. He doesn't want to see his creation suffer injury and pain. He doesn't want to see his creation go into the fire of Jahannam. He doesn't want to see his creation go astray. Allah Ta'ala wants to see us enjoy the best of this world and the best of the hereafter. That is the only reason why he has put restrictions, but we just don't want to understand that those restrictions are for our benefit. Whether it is porn sites of the internet which has taken away the sleep of so many people, and when they are continuously engaged in such kind of haram viewing, then after some period of time, there are so many people who have even lost their senses. So many people have committed suicide, and so many people have landed in mad hospitals because of that lack of sleep and the dehydration of the brain cells and the effect that all those things has on the human body. That restlessness that comes in the life of the person. Those who engage in adultery, fornication, what shortage is there of evidence now of what harm it has caused to the society. And all the other things in which people are trapped, all the evil, whether it is stealing or any other crime, then has it brought any kind of happiness in anybody's person or family? The drugs, after the effect starts wearing off, the person has to go on a higher level and a higher level until finally the person becomes a write-off. So for whose benefit has Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala restrained? Why has He put those restrictions? Why has He put those limitations? Why has He put those boundaries? It is for no one but ourselves. There's no matlab. Allah Ta'ala does not gain anything out of it. So therefore, when these holidays come, at that time, there will be attraction. And the people who are disbelievers, those who do not believe in Akhirat, Jannat, Jahannam, then that is their business. They are going to call people because they are the bandas of shaitan and nafs. So they are going to call everyone. They are not going to say those people who are in kurtas and those who are in topis and those who are in the masajid and those people who have got some taluk with the khanqas and got some taluk with the tabligh jamaat and those who make hajj upon hajj and umrahs upon umrahs and those who cry at the multazam and those who shed tears at the Arafat and Mina and Muzdalifa. All those people, nafs and shaitan, is not going to tempt them in any way now, because they are people of piety. Is it written anywhere like that? Those are the people that shaitan and nafs will make more effort to draw towards all these evil and haram places. So enjoy the holiday, nobody stops, eat, drink, make use of the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. And as I mentioned in last week's majlis also, that Allah Ta'ala gave us a coastline from this end to that end. Go out of those areas of fitnas, go far away from them. And then enjoy the beautiful waves of the ocean. Nobody stops from there.
Nahi khatam hoti hai mauje musalsal. Nahi khatam hoti hai mauje musalsal. Mere bahare gham ka kinara nahi hai, siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai, siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai, samandar ka sahil pahadon ka daman bajuz aah ke kuch hamara nahi hai.
Deep-hearted ah, Allah. There is no one for us besides Allah. That is the only being who listens to us, who is for us, irrespective of what condition we may be in. Even if we have forgotten that Allah hasn't forgotten us. The doors of His mercy and His forgiveness and His kindness, they are wide open. We are being called all the time that distance yourself from nafs and shaitan, because nafs and shaitan want to bring disgrace and humiliation and suffering upon you. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is calling us towards Jannah, is calling us towards Rahmat, He is calling us towards maghfirat. He is calling us towards the bounties of this world and the akhirat with His pleasure. One is getting with Allah Ta'ala's displeasure and other is getting with Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. So this being a majlis of zikr, not a bayan and a waz, but the whole purpose of this majlis is to light up the fire of Allah Ta'ala's love and the ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Because when we are going to get that into our hearts, and we have to acknowledge there are certain things which are in denial. They say the person who's on drugs many times is on a denial level. They deny. There's lots of sick people, they say they're in the denial stage. They don't want to accept that we are sick. The drug addict does not want to accept that he's got a problem. So like that, we do not want to accept that there is a deficiency of Allah Ta'ala's love and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, ishq and muhabbat in our hearts. We do not want to accept that there is a deficiency. Whoever commits any kind of sin anywhere in the world, the major, major cause for is the deficiency of Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's love. Because as you have heard so many times that we know that an illicit beloved, even an illicit beloved, the person does not want to displease. The lover doesn't want to displease. He goes out of his way to please. And in no book is it written that it is acceptable that the lover can displease the beloved. Otherwise he is not a lover. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, His love, when it is going to come into the heart, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, ishq and love and muhabbat will come into the heart, so then we will question our actions. Is this action of mine pleasing to my Allah or not? Is this action of mine pleasing to my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam or not? Am I a munafiq, a hypocrite who is just proclaiming the love of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with my tongue, but it hasn't entered my heart? Then we will question. Therefore tonight, we will once again read,
لذتِ ذکرِ نامِ خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دامن لذتِ ذکرِ نامِ خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دامن آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا پا گیا پا گیا وہ بہار وطن آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا پا گیا پا گیا وہ بہار وطن
Picture a garden, a very very beautiful lush garden, streams of water flowing, fountains, beautiful trees, fragrant flowers, chirping birds, singing nightingales. The person is in the midst of that garden, enjoying the tranquility and serenity. But that garden, there's going to be fana over that garden. Someday that garden will disappear from the surface of the earth. Fana will come over it. Destruction will come over it. Qiyamat will come over it. Lazzat-e zikre naam-e khuda hai chaman. There's nothing wrong with those gardens. Make use of it. Inhale the fragrance of those beautiful flowers. But the real garden is, and the enjoyment of, the true enjoyment of garden is the taking of the name of Allah. Lazzat-e zikre naam-e khuda hai chaman. This is zikr majlis. When we take the name of Allah, then it brings such enjoyment, such peace, such happiness, such serenity and tranquility. If we have obedience to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then we take the name of Allah with love and muhabbat, then in a capsule form, all the gardens of Jannat come into the heart. how we have capsule form. They say that this one small capsule, but it works wonders. Like that, this in a capsule form, when you get the creator of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in your heart. Mana ke meer gulshan jannat to dur hai lekin aarif hai magar dil mein khaliq jannat liye hue. Mana ke meer gulshan jannat to dur hai aarif hai magar dil mein khaliq jannat liye hue. O Mir, addressing Hazrat Mir Sahab, Hazrat says, O Mir, I know that the gardens of Jannat are still far away. Many times I've explained this, that the gardens of Jannat we're not going to get tomorrow. For the gardens of Jannat, we have to make an effort in this world. We do not know when death will overcome, when the angel of death will strike. First, the person has to make amal for a long, long time in this world. And then again he's going to go to the qabr, he must answer the munkar and nakir. And then after barzakh, then qiyamah day again, hisab kitab. Then we must cross the pul sirat. Then we will enter into jannat. It's a long distance. But the person who is an arif of Allah Ta'ala, he has got the love of Allah Ta'ala in his heart, and he has brought Allah Ta'ala's recognition and marifat and muhabbat in his heart. He's got the gardens. He hasn't just got the gardens of Jannat, he's got the creator of the gardens of Jannat in it. He's already got the creator of those gardens. So all the enjoyment that those hearts will get in Jannat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is going to give it to this person in this world, because he's going to now have the creator of those gardens. That does not mean that this person is not going to meet up with accident, or not going to have headaches and stomach ache, or is not going to suffer financial problems and difficulties, or is not going to have any kind of other problem in the family. Lots of tests and trials can come. But because he has Allah with him, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give him such sukoon and such peace and such tranquility in that heart, that not only he himself will enjoy that sukoon, but we do not know how many millions of others also will benefit from that sukoon that Allah Ta'ala gives to the awliya, to his walis, to his friends. Lazzat-e zikre naam-e khuda hai chaman, aur ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht o daman. Aapke naam par jisne hijrat kiya, pa gaya wo bahare watan. Ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht o daman, jungle and rubbish dump. Life of negligence is nothing but a rubbish dump in the heart. Believe me, that in the heart, the person, when he's going to dump rubbish, so the effect of that will definitely be found in the life of that person. If a person has to dump rubbish in his backyard there, and it piles up a big heap, will the stench not come into his house after that? Will it not go to the neighborhood? Those who are living in such areas, don't they keep on complaining to the municipality that move this rubbish dump away? We can't take the stench anymore. Like that, when we are going to dump all that rubbish through our eyes, the evil gazes and haram and lustful glances and all other kinds of filthy things that we are going to see with our eyes on the porn sites of the internet and the television screen, and the nudity and obscenity and shamelessness that we are going to witness on the beachfront and other places, or walking in the bazaars when we are not going to lower our gazes, or on the aeroplanes when we are not going to lower our gazes from those hostesses, even after Hajj and Umrahs. And we are going to take enjoyment, evil passions and desires will increase. So when we are going to dump all that into our heart, through the eyes it's going into the heart, where else is it going? Through the ears when the music enters, where else does it go? What enjoys that music? In the same way, through our mouths, what we're going to eat and drink and whatever it is haram. And whatever we're going to speak, which is haram. Now all that is going into the heart. So that will become like the rubbish dump, heap, it will pile on, rubbish upon rubbish upon rubbish, until finally the person himself becomes a rubbish. And he's going to go on piling rubbish, 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 what else is going to become? In other words, now this person will be a problem for himself, for the family, for the society, because he has piled nothing but rubbish in his heart. So if we do not want to become like that, then make a lot of tawbah, istighfar from whatever has happened in the past. Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving, most merciful. He really loves forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards Him with repentance. That's Allah Ta'ala's pleasure, that He wants those sinful ones to return to Him. Come back, Allah Ta'ala gives opportunities upon opportunities. Make tawbah, turn towards Me, come back, and prepare to accept You and forgive You. Human beings refuse to forgive and overlook. A person may have made a mistake in his life, but he has regretted, he has made tawbah, he has apologized, or he has asked for forgiveness, or he has changed his whole lifestyle. But human beings will still say, no, this person did this person did that at some time. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala even makes the angels forget those sins that this person has committed, provided he makes sincere tawbah. A return to whomsoever, whatever is due. Ask forgiveness by those people that we have caused hurt, pain and injury. Start making the qaza slowly of namaz, roza, zakat. Make a perfect and a sincere intention that we do not wish to return to those sins again. Then accidentally again, if the person fell in the trap, then make lot of tawbah again. But you see how the changes will then come if the person makes sincere tawbah. So ghaflat ki dunya hai dashto daman.
Ye zaruri gunaho ko bhi chod de. Asli hijrat nahi sirf tarke watan. Ye zaruri gunaho ko bhi chod de. Asli hijrat nahi sirf tarke watan. Bil yaqeen payega nisbate awliya. Jiske dil ko lagi hai khuda se lagan.
Ye zaruri gunaho ko bhi chhod de. It's necessary, you must give up the sins also. Just hijrat, leaving this place, going that place, is not hijrat. The real hijrat is to give up sins, return to Allah Ta'ala.
Shehre mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin. Shehre mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin. Aashiqon ka suna hai wohi hai watan. Shehre mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin. Shehre mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin. Aashiqon ka suna hai wohi hai watan. Phir Madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun. Sheher-e-Mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin. Aashiqon ka suna hai wohi hai watan. Phir Madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun. काश होता मदीने में मेरा वतन.
शहर महबूब होगा जहां भी कहीं. Wherever is going to be the city of the beloved. आशिकों का सुना है वही है वतन. If a person has to ask a lover, which is the most beloved city to you, which is your वतन, he will say, my watan and the most beloved city to me is the city in which my beloved resides. Wherever my beloved is, that is the most beloved city to me. If that is the case of people of this world, of lovers in this world, that the most beloved city to them is the city in which their beloved resides. Phir Madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun. Then what must I say about the enjoyment of being in Madina Sharif? Because my beloved resides in Madina Sharif. Kaash hota Madine mein mera watan. The one who has made so much of ihsan upon us. The one who sacrificed his day and night, his comforts, everything that he had, he sacrificed so that Iman and Islam may reach us. His generosity and kindness upon the Ummah, we cannot repay Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He is so beloved because he showed us the path to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The one who shows the path to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala becomes also priceless because he has connected us with Allah ta'ala. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the one who connected us with Allah ta'ala. پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں, کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن. How I wish that in Medina Sharif should be my residence, or I should be permanently in Medina Sharif. پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں, کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن. کس طرح میں کہوں دل سے اے دوستو, زندہ باد اے وطن, زندہ باد اے وطن. ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے, ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے. اے مدینہ فدا تجھ پہ ہو سود وطن. As we sit here, but دل مدینے میں ہے. May Allah تبارک و تعالیٰ take us all to مدینہ شریف. May Allah تعالیٰ create the conditions for each and every one of us in the latter part of our life to move to مدینہ شریف and to die there, to be buried there. Whether we get it or not, but we must have the tamanna. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. There will be no majlis from next week for the next 3 weeks, inshallah. So therefore, if it's an extra 5 minutes or so tonight, bear with me. And we do not know whether we will see tomorrow, nor do we know whether we will see another year. اے میرے داتا, اے میرے مالک, اے میرے مولا, اے میرے والی, شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے, سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی. شان تیری ہر آن نہیں ہے, گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی. وہ بھی عجب خوش بخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسا لی. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی, شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ. لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ. اللہ 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 اللہ. قصب میں دنیا ہی کے راہ میں, دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی. وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا, عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی. To earn halal livelihood is a farz after the other farayz. But day and night just one passion. Accumulate, accumulate more and more. And pass our time in futile activities. hours and hours, days and days in negligence, indifference and ghaflat. Says we have wasted our time.
خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی
او مائی بلوڈ اللہ There is no one more sinful than myself on the surface of this earth.
خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں.
In your whole creation, I am the worst. We must all consider ourselves to be the worst. We don't know when the other person will make tawbah, istighfar and turn towards Allah.
مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا. کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی.
There is no one more sinful than myself. Which sin have I not committed, my Allah?
شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیتے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پیر ہو اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ یار رہے یار اب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں ہر وقت ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد صبح اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے आशिकों का मीना और जाम है अल्लाह जल जलालहू। अल्लाह 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 अल्लाह।
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving, most caring Allah. Oh my most merciful, my most tolerant Allah. Oh my most beneficent, most merciful Allah. There is no one for us besides you, my beloved Allah. We acknowledge every sin of ours. We acknowledge that indeed we are the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth. My beloved Allah, we have used day and night your bounties for your disobedience. You have blessed us with the bounties of sight and hearing and speech and wealth and home and cars. We use them for your disobedience. Day and night we oppose you with those very ni'mats that you have blessed us with. You have the power to snatch it away. My beloved Allah, you could have caused embarrassment, shame, disgrace and humiliation to come upon us there and then when we were committing sins. But how loving you are, how compassionate you are, how forgiving you are, how tolerant you are, that you did not seize us there and then. You have now given us another opportunity of making tawbah and returning to you. We are pledging, my beloved Allah, that we are not going to return to those sins anymore. Give us the himmat and courage of lions against our nafs. Nafs and shaitan, our egos and shaitan want to drag us down the drains of embarrassment and shame and disgrace. They want to pull us into the fire of Jahannam. My beloved Allah, you want to give us a life of dignity, of happiness, of tranquility, of peace, of sukoon. You want to give us the best of this world and the hereafter. My beloved Allah, give us the realization that in turning towards you, we are going to benefit. Oh, my beloved Allah, our ibadat, our zikr, our tilawat, our charity, nothing benefits you. It is for our own benefit. Change the condition, my beloved Allah, of our hearts. Nafs and shaitan have overpowered us. Nafs o shaitan, dono ne mil kar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hu main teri pada. Give us your protection, my beloved Allah. From nafs and shaitan, give us your protection. Nafs and shaitan have ganged up against us. My beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins. Sins that we have committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. There was no question of darkness for you. You who have blessed billions of people with sight, how can you be blind to our actions? My beloved Allah, you have seen everything. You are all knowing, all hearing. Oh, my beloved Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members. Forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Open the doors of maghfirat for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Open the doors of mercy for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Overlook the shortcomings, the weaknesses and the faults of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness because of our sins, where do we go, my Allah? Where do we go? Who is there for us besides you? Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no one for us besides you. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara, dil hamara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara, dil hamara chahiye. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye. Sar hamara, dar tumhara chahiye. Sar hamara, dar tumhara chahiye. Hey, mere Allah, oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah. Change the direction of our lives. Bless us all with good health, with long life, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction. Bless us with your marifat, with your qurb. Fill our hearts with your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let the waves of your muhabbat flow in our hearts, my beloved Allah. Let us enjoy the tranquility and the sukoon, my beloved Allah, that you give to the awliya-e-kiram, to your beloved friends. My beloved Allah, we have acknowledged all our sins. We are not justifying any of our sins. Oh, my Rahim Allah, bless us with barakat in our homes, in our life, in our time, in our businesses. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. There are so many who are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, and amongst us who are sick and ailing, bless everyone with complete shifa. There is some effect in medication and there is some effect in dua. But the shifa and the cure lies in your hands, O my beloved Allah. Bless us all with shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. We know that sometimes sicknesses and ailments can be a mercy in disguise. But my beloved Allah, even if it is in the form of mercy, change it to the mercy of good health. My beloved Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in financial difficulties, remove their suffering with plentiful of halal rizq. Those who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those who have children, but the children are gone onto drinks and drugs and women and evil. Ya Allah, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Those who are in Umrah, make their Umrahs maqbool. Make the Ziyarat maqbool. Ya Allah, make it easy and maqbool for them. Accept all their tawaf and Ziyarat and Ibadat. And their duas, and those who are planning to go, my beloved Allah, make it extremely easy and maqbool and mabrur. My beloved Allah, let us go in a stage that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is pleased with our coming. Let us not stand at the Rosa Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And when he x-rays our hearts, then he turns away his face. My beloved Allah, let my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam be pleased with our coming. Give us the tawfiq to respect every inch of ground of Madina Sharif and the Haramain Sharifain. My beloved Allah, protect us and safeguard us from engaging in any kind of haram or vice or evil in those Mubarak lands. My beloved Allah, Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Shehr-e-mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahi. Aashiqon ka suna hai wohi hai watan. Phir madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun. Kaash hota madine mein mera watan. Tamanna hai gulzare madina ab watan hota. Tamanna hai ki gulzare madina ab watan hota. Wahan ke gulshanon mein koi apna bhi chaman hota. Basar ab zindagi apni diyar-e-quds mein hoti. Wahi jeeta, wahi marta, wahi goro kafan hota. Wahi jeeta, wahi marta, wahi goro kafan hota. Ya Allah, all the works of deen that are taking place, accept them. Tabligh wa da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Gash taaleem ijtemaat ko qubool farma. Masajid madaris khankah wa anjumano ko qubool farma. Bless all workers of deen with ikhlas. Protect our iman, our islam, our life, our properties, our home, our children. Ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Remove the difficulty, the suffering, the hardships of mankind around the globe. Especially the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai.
Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theatre, popping drugs in our mouth or watching some filth on the television screen or phone sites or the internet. My beloved Allah, we don't know when the angel of death will strike. Let our death be in a state that you are pleased with us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night after the majlis of zikr. We cannot know everyone's desires and wishes. Ya Allah, whosoever has got any good wish and good desire, with your fazl and with your kindness and ihsan, fulfill those good wishes and desires. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the sicknesses, the diseases, the tests and the trials of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, they made a sacrifice to come and attend majlis of zikr in such large numbers. With your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, remove their pain and their suffering and their difficulties and hardship and problems and sicknesses and diseases and tests and trials. حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے میں ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما, قبول فرما, قبول فرما. اب ناقابل قبول ہے پھر بھی قبول فرما. اب جیسے بھی ہے میرے اللہ, گندے ہے پھر بھی قبول فرما. Don't return our hands empty, my Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.